Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 21st of October 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Ricky Gervais has been using the word Mong on Twitter. It would seem that Mr. Gervais has upset no end of people, saying he's using disablest language. And I can't even say disablest, and it's not a proper word, I'm pretty sure of it. He's been offending people. Oh, well. Isn't that what he's supposed to do? Oh, never mind. There's a piece written today by Michael McLennan on the STV blog, and I've never read such crap in all my life. Apart from the fact that the title's a load of rubbish, the language he uses, it's not friggin' English. An English court has decided that Top Gear did not libel Tesla when it said its car was a bag of pants. They put it head to head against an Elise, and Clarkson drove it, and drove it like Clarkson drives it, and the engine burnt out after 55 miles and it had no charge left. And of course he did drive it like a nutter. It's a sports car, it's meant to be driven hard. And they said no, they're all false. They're also now continuing to look for malicious falsehood as well, and claim some damages from the BBC. I think that's not going to go anywhere, is it? Samsung Galaxy Note has got a UK release date. It's going to be here on the 1st of November, so it's only a couple of weeks away. And it's £495 plus the VAT. It's going to be a 5.3-inch HD Super AMOLED display. It's got a pen stylus, a 1.4GHz dual-core processor, and 16GB of internal storage. You can get that up to 32, but you need a micro SD card. Oh, come on, just give us a bigger option. Good God, it's not rocket science. West Yorkshire Police is in a bit of hot water yesterday. They've been sued and accused of stealing intellectual property from a firm whose software decodes forensic data from mobile phones. Forensic Telecom Services says that the force has illegally used and sold copyrighted data taken from their commercially available application, and they're going to go to the High Court to get compensation for it. Oh dear, South Yorkshire Police, that'd be a shame. Google Music has revealed a big twist, unquote, ahead of the launch of Google Music in the next couple of weeks. Apparently, if you download Google Music purchases, you'll be able to share them with your friends. You've got to be registered with your friends, and I'm sure there's some way that they can control them. But if you buy it, all your friends can have a listen as well as. Microsoft has posted record earnings despite the fact that the netbook has had a bit of a problem. Since the iPad came out and all the Android pads have come out, the netbook has really died a death, and that was one of the biggest users of the OS at new sales. Revenue of $17.3 billion in the first quarter is up 7% year on year, and also it estimates that the next quarter is going to be about the same. So it's well done, Microsoft, bucking the trend. Maybe Steve Ballmer's got another couple of weeks before he has to go. The gadget show in the UK has built a first-person simulator. In a press release, they've shown a 160-degree dome that's been projected with the first-person shooter Battlefield 3, and it's cost £500,000. You're obviously paying too much for that. You'll be able to see it on the 24th of October at 8 p.m. on Channel 5. I've looked at the pictures. It does look rather good. I may be watching. And while we're on gaming, if you liked the game Sniper Ghost Warrior 2, then it's coming out. Oh, yes. It'll be here next year on March the 16th in Europe and March the 20th in the United States. And I've got to say, it was one of my favourite games from last year. Google has got a bit of a problem because if you remember last year we told you that their Google Apps and Docs was sold to the Los Angeles Police Department. Well, it turns out that they're not very happy with it. They're saying it's got real security flaws and they've told them to get stuffed. So Google is now being asked to give them a refund. Oh dear. Verena Lang of Ivy Design has come up with a brilliant idea of a table that folds into a giant picture frame. It's extremely simple. You could do it yourself, really, with a packing crate and a bit of know-how. All you have to do is push the thing up against the wall, and then it's got some clamps that hold it there, and you've got a picture on the underside. When you then put it back down, it looks like it's just a normal table that's hinged against the wall. Watch out, though, because when you put it back up, if it's in a commercial environment, it's going to have chewing gum on it, I'm sure. And finally, footage has been found of Taixing Sei, who is a Chinese performance artist in New York, who on April the 11th, 1980 through to April the 11th, 1981, punched a time clock once every hour and took a picture of himself using a movie camera. There's a video on Petapixel. 8,760 images were created, and the video lasts for 6 minutes, and his hair grows from completely bald to an absolute frizzy mess in 1 year. It's an interesting watch, but it's not particularly good. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We won't be here next week because I'm having a week off. I'm going away with the family for a good fun time, so I'm awfully sorry. No Bagel Tech News each day, but I'll be back the week after with all the catch-up and all the stuff, and I'm not even taking a computer away with me, otherwise I'm going to be in big trouble. We'll be back with the Max Show this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and Andy Anatko's hopefully putting in an appearance. And then we'll be back with the Photo Show at 4 o'clock with Alex and Chris and myself. Hope you have a great weekend and a great week off, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for listening.